Welcome to the December 23rd, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. I hope you have or had a great holiday this week. Thanks very much for tuning in. Ladies and gentlemen, the coming battle for our firearms freedoms is upon us. It is going to be an epic battle, and I want you to know that you have my word that Armed American Radio will remain on the front lines fighting every single week for your right to defend your life with your constitutionally guaranteed right to bear arms. You have my word on that. This week's guest lineup was huge and evidence of that. Enjoy the broadcast, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week, this is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Oh, man, how good is that sounding? Whew! That's John Young with our new 2013 introduction to you across the country. From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. That's where we sit. Oh, man. I tell you, that's good stuff. John Young, Emmy Award winning. Thank you very much for that. We told you last week we were going to tease you with that. We just decided once we had it mixed to go ahead and give it to you. Maybe we'll play that later in the broadcast, too. But that's what you're going to hear from now on. That's good stuff. Love it, Sean.
Hey, thank you. Well, I'm going to play it. That's going to be the intro until further notice. So, So hour two and three will have the same end. I actually like putting that together.
It's fun. John does great work.
Yes, he does.
Welcome to the program. A lot to talk about with you today. Let's get started, shall we? Reflection. It's all we can do this week after the massacre of 20 first graders in Newtown, Connecticut, right? As a parent and a human being, yes. As the host of this broadcast, no. The raw emotion experienced last week has subsided somewhat, and in my case anyway, has given way to anger. Anger that was palpable last week, but an anger that has worsened this week. And not just anger at the evil monster capable of producing so much destruction, but anger at those who exploit it for personal and political gain. Yeah, I'm angry, and you should be too. Angry enough to begin to take action. Angry enough to make a stand against the enemies of your freedoms, who are predictably feeding on tragedy to direct their angst and hatred at you, the law-abiding citizen, the gun owner, the NRA, and any other pro-gun American who cherishes their right to keep and bear arms. And they are doing it with a hatred of you that is almost psychotic in nature. Who are these enemies of freedom? Now, if you're a regular listener to Armed American Radio, then you know I'm referring to the usual suspects, the circus freaks of the left. That's right, gun-owning Democrats. The left, your party, the circus freaks, the cadre of loudmouth freedom haters who seemingly can't wait for the next visit by evil to cause death and mayhem so they may exploit the horror for their own personal political goals. A tactic so vile and so repulsive in and of itself that it should be impossible for you not to be angry. Very angry. The usual political suspects, Schumer, McCarthy, Lautenberg, Feinstein, the Brady campaign, etc. You know who they are. Dianne Feinstein, a woman so consumed with hating you and your freedoms that she cares only about her signature legislation, the 1994 failed so-called assault weapons ban, already rejected as an utter failure once before. And that's right, it was an utter failure by the stats, not just by me, but by the statistics. She doesn't care about that. She cares about her own personal political legacy and agenda. And who better to aid these freedom haters than a freedom-hating mainstream state-run media? If you know me, you are damn well aware of my disdain for the American mainstream press, a media so in the tank for the liberal progressive agenda that they have abandoned any semblance of objectivity altogether and can now be called nothing more than what they are, the propaganda arm of the left. I am encouraged by the fact that I'm not alone in my disdain of the propaganda press corps. We'll start referring to them as the PPC from now on. Over the last week, I've given over 24 interviews from national to local broadcasts, from California to Danbury and Newtown, Connecticut itself, and all points in between, including two NBC News interviews. And I'm not alone in my observation and contempt for the mainstream media and their absolutely despicable coverage of this tragedy. And get this, the ensuing slandering of you, the law-abiding American gun owner, mainstream America. And they are slandering you and your peaceful way of life in a coordinated attack meant to strip you of your freedom. They hate you. Make no mistake about it. You've seen the coverage. Piers Morgan, a British subject, not an American patriot, but a British subject, spewing venom and hatred at you and your way of life. A way of life, I would remind Piers Morgan, Sean, you'll like this, was one when American patriots defeated his ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
A White House press corps, ladies and gentlemen, so in the tank for Obama and his gun-hating agenda, a press corps the White House knows it owns and can manipulate to the point he knows he can make statements like this one. And they will go unchallenged by the bootlickers in attendance at the dear leader's beck and call. And I quote the dear leader during his press conference this week earlier. "I urge the new Congress to hold votes on these measures next year in a timely manner," he said, referring to gun control. "And considering Congress hasn't confirmed a director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms in 6 years, the agency that works most closely with state and local law enforcement to keep illegal guns out of the hands of criminals, I'd suggest they make this a priority this year," unquote. Unbelievable. This president knew he could make that statement because he was confident that he could get away with it. He knew no one in that room would remind him that it was the ATF under his gun-hating, new Black Panther Party-loving Attorney General Holder that knowingly put thousands of illegal guns into the hands of the world's most vicious killers, the Mexican cartels, and that those very guns have been used to slaughter thousands across the border, including Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, right here on American soil. It is absolutely stunning that a U.S. president would brazenly make that statement in front of the press, knowing damn well he was going to get away with it. He was not even challenged. Nothing short of sickening. It's time for you to get mad. It's time for you to have had enough. It's time for you to take some advice from the outlaw Josie Wales. Sean, is Josie Wales in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Let's play him.
When things look bad, and it looks like you're not going to make it, then you got to get mean. I mean plumb mad dog mean. Because if you lose your head and you give up, then you neither live nor win. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is. What you're about to face is the onslaught of a systematic, coordinated attack against your way of life. It's now here. You Democrat gun owners who have written me over the last couple of years can stuff those emails in your words right back into your mouths. Don't send them to me again. I don't want to hear from you. We warned you this was coming, and I was right about it. Those of us not blinded by the commie Kool-Aid told you years ago this was coming during a second Obama term. You, so blinded by your ideology, called us fearmongers and accused me and others in the pro-gun movement of being dishonest of Obama's true intentions. Intentions we warned you about years ago, that this man's gun-hating agenda would manifest itself in a second term as the most in-your-face gun grab this nation has ever witnessed. I tried to keep a cool face after the election, and I'll continue to remind you that the Second Amendment is not going away and that no one will come physically knocking on your door for your guns. No, that's not going to happen. These freedom haters are more cunning than that. They know that there are a large percentage of you that are stupid, that are easily suckered and aren't capable or are simply unwilling to poke your head out of the fog created by the mainstream propaganda media to see what's actually happening. How do they know that? Because you voted for him. They know they can pull the wool over your eyes. The fight is here, ladies and gentlemen. It is real, and we can lose it if we don't take action right now. Your way of life as a gun owner is at stake. If you work in the firearms industry, your livelihood is at stake. These people will bury you. They hate you, and they don't care about your family. They are out to destroy you and your way of life. This is real. It is here, and it requires action from you. I'll explain how they intend on taking your freedom and what you can do about it right now to help stop the enemies of freedom in their tracks. The guest lineup and analysis of the commentary is coming up after the break, and it's going to be a good one. Sean, you'll be joining me with some commentary.
Yes.
About this commentary.
Yes.
When we come back, and I'm going to read to you two emails, one of them a letter to the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine regarding my column from October of 2012, titled Crunch Time, that made the print for the January edition. I'm going to read you that. Fascinating stuff. Then I'm going to also reread you Hal's letter from Portland, Oregon.
Poor Hal.
You remember Hal?
Oh, yeah, I remember Hal.
Yeah, well, Mark at armedamericanradio.org gets you your money back with your cancellation to the United States Concealed Carry Association membership. You're not worthy. I'll explain why when we come back right after this. Don't go away. Dynamite program.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. And we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. Gun Owners of America. We're going to have some fun with the Gun Owners of America tonight. Larry Pratt is revisiting me today on this broadcast to rebut that British subject, Piers Morgan. Wow. What can you say? Yeah, all of Europe needs to remember one thing. We've either kicked their tail or saved their tail.
Exactly.
One of the two.
More than once.
Right. But Pierce is a British subject. They gave up their rights. Now, I know there's a lot of good Brits listening to me right now that fought the good fight. I'm not talking about you. Clearly, you know, this guy's a lay me down. I'll do anything you say. I'll go to America and call them idiots. Well, Larry Pratt comes back to the show. Of course, I'm referring to his appearance within hours of his appearance here last week. He appeared on the CNN with Piers Morgan. Why? I don't know why they give this guy the time of day. But he did. And it was an astonishing interview. Sean, we have some of the audio, so we'll run that for you later before Larry comes on. Dick Heller will be here in just a few minutes, along with the president of the Bill of Rights Foundation in Washington, D.C., and original architect of the Heller versus D.C. case, Dane von Breichenruckart. Great guy. Dane hasn't appeared on this show in a while. In fact, neither has Dick Heller. And the two of them will be joining you today to talk about the landmark case, Heller versus D.C., of course, that struck down D.C.'s draconian gun ban in 2008 and paved the way for the explosion in advances, if you will, in freedoms that we have today that are now under very vicious assault, a well-coordinated assault from the left and this president. Speaking of this president, Sean, you haven't heard this.
Mm-hmm.
My column in Concealed Carry Magazine in the October issue was titled Crunch Time, and I went in to pontificate about why this election was so important to gun owners. This was a letter to the editor that will be appearing in the January issue. Now, keep in mind, this is pro-Connecticut, or pre-Connecticut, and this was also, the letter to the editor is after the election. But take a listen to this. Dear editor, I very much enjoy Concealed Carry Magazine and the professionalism of the instructional articles. However, your article, Crunch Time, by Mark Walters, is typical of this extreme right-wing propaganda BS that seems to permeate through the gun community. I've been in construction and remodeling all of my life, 65 years old. And I can tell you from experience that the Democrat Party has been far more favorable to the working middle class than the Republicans. The Democrats aren't stupid. They know if they start tightening the screws on gun owners, they will pay a heavy price from people like me. Yeah. The Obama administration has done nothing to infringe on our rights, and if he started to do so after winning a second term, the Democrats would pay the price in the midterms. As far as this being crunch time and do or die, that's just pure BS. The more you focus on gun education and the less you involve the magazine in political right-wing histrionics, the better. Cam Conley. Hey, Cam. You want to have that discussion today, pal? Yeah, Obama, he's not going to go after anybody's guns. Cam, as a Democrat and a gun owner, you're a fool. The commie Kool-Aid must be pretty tasty. I guess you've been watching the news. And I'm not so sure you would have penned that today. Because it just made you look foolish. The Obama administration has done nothing to infringe on our rights. Well, we answered Hal's letter a few weeks back, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
You recall?
Oh, yes.
He's the... by the way, Cam Conley, I would like to offer to refund your membership dues to the United States Concealed Carry Association as well. And I'm dead serious. Send me an email to mark@armedamericanradio.org along with your cancellation, and I will refund you personally the cost of your dues. I don't care what level member you are. Yeah, right-wing BS. What it is the Obama administration has enough fools out there like you who they can pull the wool over their eyes that they know can't see past their own ideology. We saw this coming.
Oh, yeah.
We told you about it. I told you about it. You just can't see past it. Sean, how about Hal? Oh, by the way, for kicks, let's give Cam Conley this week's Bonehead of the Week award.
Yes.
You want to with that email?
Absolutely.
Well, that's actually not an email. If you're a member, ladies and gentlemen, if you subscribe to Concealed Carry Magazine, you don't have to join the organization. You can get the subscription to the number one gun rag in the country, Concealed Carry Magazine. The new look starting in January. This thing is dynamite. It's got Gun Digest and Guns and Ammo and American Handgunner running scared because this thing is top-notch quality. Believe me, the new look of the magazine is huge. GetConcealedCarryMagazine.com. GetConcealedCarryMagazine.com. And you can see Cam's letter. Kevin Michalowski, the executive editor, had a great response. Should I read his response?
I think so.
Cam, I must respectfully disagree. Gun ownership and politics go hand in hand. Just because there is no assault weapons ban, remember, this was written and is in print. It just went to the printer a few days ago for January. But remember that it was written pre-Connecticut. Just because there is no assault weapons ban on the floor, which there is now, Cam, thanks to people like you, on the floor of the Congress, does not mean guns and gun owners are not under attack. The biggest issue was a quiet one, mm-hmm. who will be appointed to the Supreme Court for life. Anti-gun politicians, I'm sorry, there are more Democrats than Republicans in the anti-gun camp, realize they can't knock down the walls with a bulldozer, so they are counting on erosion to slowly strip away our rights. Now, Kevin was also nice there, because I would have put on there, and morons like you. I'm sure you voted your conscience and you voted based on the issues that are most important to you. I applaud you for that. He was also nice there, too, because I would have not been so kind. As for us here at Delta Defense, the most important issues are gun rights, free enterprise, and personal responsibility. We will use our pulpit to push the topics and candidates we believe in, while at the same time providing top-notch training and information. If gun rights are stripped, all the information we provide becomes useless. Stay safe, Kevin Michalowski, executive editor. He was nice there, too. I would have said, go pound salt. I'll refund your subscription price and your membership price. When we come back, Dane von Breichenruckhardt, president of the Bill of Rights Foundation in D.C. and the original architect of the Heller D.C. case, and Dick Heller himself will be here to talk about the threat to our liberties right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100. Mrs. Bennett's Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the next largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Armed American Radio Network. This drives the liberals crazy. Drives them insane. The mere name of the show.
Armed American Radio. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But it's only the media that goes crazy. They just can't figure it out.
They talk about assault weapons. And those semi-automatics.
Ladies and gentlemen, with freedom comes responsibility. You have a responsibility to educate yourself. If you don't understand something about firearms. Don't go join Code Pink in the Brady campaign. Learn something. Quit feeling and learn something. Quit being a dope. Quit drinking the Kool-Aid. Pick up a book. Go online. Educate yourself about things you don't know before you make a decision. Then if you want to be stupid, okay, I'll give it to you. The mainstream media, all over it. NRA doubles down on school cops, like they have to double down on protecting our children. Politicians, that's the answer. Uh-huh. As they are protected by the Capitol Police Force. You know, the hypocrisy is unbelievable. And speaking of the Capitol, we have two guests today, very special guests. You know them well. You just don't know it. Many of you don't know it. But Dane von Breiken-Rukart joins me. Dane is the president of the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation. Bill, timely to have him on now, as Bill of Rights Day was December 15th, just last week. 1791, 221 years ago, the Bill of Rights was ratified. Dane, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's a pleasure and an honor to have you here again. I also noted that you are the architect of the original Heller, D.C. case. And speaking of Heller, D.C., it's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Dick Heller himself of the famed Heller, D.C. case. Dick Heller, how are you, my friend? Always good to have you here.
Good evening. Yes, everything's terrific.
Is it terrific, Dick?
I think we're going to end up seeing things go our way eventually. I mean, the logic is so clear. You've seen a couple of my writings. This is something we cannot lose. If it's based on intelligence, I rest my case.
But we can, and we can lose it. And people need to understand that that threat is very, very real right now. And I want to point out, I don't want people to get complacent, correct?
Well, we've got a fight to fight. That's true, but based on reasoning, the Bill of Rights Foundation is the architect of brilliant reasoning, we will win this.
I love your optimism. That's why I love to have you on the show, because I believe that as well. But I my goal is to make people very well aware that it is possible we lose this unless they stand up and fight. And I give them my commitment right now that Armed American Radio and myself personally will be on the front lines of this epic battle. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be an epic battle, believe me. Dane, your thoughts on, you know, after everything the two of you have done, the two of you men have fought. Dick, I remember you saying this on the broadcast, I think is 2 years ago. You've spent a decade and a half, it's more than that now, of your life fighting this battle. Dane, you as well. Where do we stand now with the coming battle?
Well, of course, we have the Heller 2 and 3 and 4 cases. That we have other cases that are filed, that have been filed for some time. And it's been banding back and forth, between the other side. Well, and disclosure will ask for stuff, and then we'll ask them for stuff. And, you know, the usual, this is the your feet to drag. But we do have cases that are still pending. And they go to the very issues that that everybody's talking about, you know, magazine capacity, so-called assault weapons, guns, that sort of thing. So even before the incident up in Connecticut, we were already on those topics, and we are in the middle of trying those elements right now.
It's very important to point out, while you're trying these elements, I know we discuss this here on Armed American Radio regularly, and that's the importance of judicial picks. And this was also a vital, and we tried to get the word out as best we could, and I know we did. I'm confident and comfortable that we did as best we could, letting people know how important this past election was to the selection of federal judges and the Supreme Court across the spectrum. Dane, is there more of an urgency now to get these cases before some of these courts, as we face another 4 years of this gun-hating agenda?
Yes, it is, and I'm very concerned about it because I think a lot of it is deliberate foot-dragging, and I think that we really need to build a fire underneath those people get these cases into the Supreme Court and into the appellate level without any further delay. And I'm going to probably be talking to some of the attorneys that are involved in this next week to try to find out exactly what's holding everything up, because it really has dragged out considerably. I mean, we've spent more time on the Heller 2 and 3 and 4 cases than we did on the original Heller case. I mean, once we filed, and from the day that we filed to the day that we won, was time than what we've put in right now on the Heller 2, 3, and 4 case. So, yeah, it does bother me a little bit, and I do think we need to move quickly, because one of these days they're going to be, you know, the complexion of the court will change, and it'll go to 4-5, 5-4 in the other direction. So it's
well, that's pretty much a given at some point in time during the next, the next 4 years of the incoming round two, if you will, Obama administration. And Dick, let me move over to you. We can't have a discussion about guns in this country anymore without your name coming up. It's part of the dialogue. We hear Heller.
Yes, but the brilliance goes to the Bill of Rights Foundation and the strategy, because we were very fortunate in timing, because we thought we were concerned about the complexion of the court in the future, and mm-hmm. we didn't want tanks and Stinger missiles and bazookas. We just wanted the Second Amendment to own something validated. That's all. And we got it, and now we've got a great foundation to build upon, and you've seen the states go from one concealed carry case in Florida in 1986 to now 49 and a half states, if not 50. The momentum is on our side, and we're seeing congressional leaders that are pro-Second Amendment. They're starting to look like they're bending, but that's all political rhetoric. They're starting to look in other directions at mental health and the question of firepower level, which is a reasonable topic. So I think we've got an uphill battle, but we've got the door open. We've got a great foundation to work with, and like I say, the momentum is with us with almost 50 states having concealed carry.
Yeah, we have work to do in a number of those may issue states, but it's a start, and like anything else, that you take those incremental steps and those baby steps. We're getting ready to take a break here in about 30 seconds, I believe, and when we come back, Dick, you and I had a conversation earlier today that was quite fascinating. In fact, when I mentioned something to you, you thought, hey, a little light bulb just went off in your head, because you were at work when we were speaking earlier today.
Right.
And you are a security guard in a building in Washington, and I found and it wasn't an intentional thing, it just popped up in conversation. When we come back, I'll let listeners know how that conversation transpired and the light bulb that went off while we were talking. More with Dane von Breichenrichardt, president of the U.S. Bill of Rights Foundation, and the famed Dick Heller, winner of Heller versus D.C., right after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques
techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 10/22 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 10/22. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 10/22 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back. We are live to you across the nation today from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. How cool is that? And perfect timing with that rejoiner as well. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Later in the show, another great guest talking some more about the tragedy in Connecticut, Scott Wagner, Officer Scott Wagner. He is a police officer in Ohio, and he made local news. He also penned a column for Concealed Carry Magazine. He made local news up there in Ohio last week. I believe it was Ohio. We'll talk with him. But he made the news for offering his off-duty time voluntarily to patrol the local schools. Wow. And the media right now today, they're going crazy. Guns in schools. It's not the end. While they are protected by their own private police force with guns. The elitists, it's the hypocrisy is absolutely astonishing to me. The NRA, they're saying, is doubling down. The NRA is not doubling down. They're offering a solution to this problem that will end it now, today. And police officers know that. You'll hear Scott discuss that later in the show today, before Larry Pratt comes back on, in fact. And that kind of goes to a conversation I had with Dick Heller I mentioned before the break. Dick, welcome back to the show. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
There you go. And Dane, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Right here.
Mm-hmm. A pleasure. I'll let you guys hear what we talked about earlier today. We were having a discussion while you were at work today. And why don't you tell listeners what you do?
Well, in my own, I think it fits right in my own situation. I'm paid to be both concierge and security at the entrance of a government building. The employers, they train me, they pay me, and it shows just about every day they're giddy with happiness that I'm there to, unlike Sandy Hook, to actually protect them as their first line of defense and safety. And they truly do want me to be there, and they give me money to prove it and show their appreciation, but I repeat myself.
But you carry a firearm on the job.
I do.
And the building was closed today?
Yes, there were no people there. The building was closed, and I was guarding the empty building.
With a firearm? Oh, the absurdity there was not lost on the two of us when we were having this conversation, that it's astonishing to them that the National Rifle Association, made up, by the way, of hundreds of thousands of law enforcement and military personnel, would even dare suggest that while the federal government will pay you to guard with a firearm an empty building, that they would even question guarding our nation's most precious resource, our children. It's mind-boggling to me. Dane, can you weigh in on this?
Yeah, let me add to that,
please,
Mark. With half the population burying their head in the sand and just wanting the government to take care of them and solve their problem, the government that I work for, to take care of itself, solve its own problem by simply putting an armed law enforcement officer at the front door of every one of its buildings to protect its employees.
Mm-hmm.
And in Israel, I don't know if this has come up before, but they had a few killing field slaughters in their schools, the attacks just miraculously ceased to occur when they armed the teachers with Uzis. Well, isn't that a surprise?
No, it really, truly isn't a surprise. What's surprising to me is that people who benefit from armed security will stand there with a straight face and tell you that armed security isn't the answer. It's absolutely, it's just astounding to me. Dane von Breichenreuchart, can you weigh in on this and help us with the absurdity here?
Yeah, well, of course, the absurdity is the fact that the hypocrisy comes from really the desire of those who are anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. They make these foolish arguments. They don't get it right, and the hypocrisy is quite evident. So you can just expect that. I mean, if you've been paying attention over the last week, you just listen to the foolishness that comes out of their mouth. They don't get anything right. They don't even understand the problem. And, you know, like the NRA, you know, they were making snide comments the entire week that the NRA had not come forward and had something to say. And then when they came forward and had something to say, it was, how dare you?
Mm-hmm.
There's just no winning against that, because what's really behind all of this is gun confiscation. That's ultimately what they want.
Of course it is.
And one thing I would like to point out that the Heller case did bring us, among other things, is that it brought us some undeniable clout. And that is that if you go back and through archives and look at tape programming or read stuff from back before the Heller case was where we prevailed, you will notice that the attitude towards the Second Amendment is that it was some sort of a right to go hunting, and that was about it. That they would recognize it only for hunting purposes.
Right.
Now, to some degree, they do that today, but I noticed that more and more and more of the people who were saying that before Heller are now sort of saying, well, you know, we do have the right, and they
add one more thing to Trump defense, but that's all they'll do. They won't admit that it has any other basis other than security in your home. But at least we got them to where they can't say that it's strictly for hunting. You read the Second Amendment, and what's most important, and this is, I try to get everybody to do this. You go to the Constitution, go to Section 8, Article 1, paragraphs 15 and 16. That establishes the militia. Now, I know we don't use the militia. We've just kind of just let it sit there. But it's still law, and it's still there, and it works in conjunction with the Second Amendment. You can't read the Second Amendment alone if you don't read paragraphs 15 and 16 under Article 1. It's a package deal. And this is never discussed is because I think people begin to start glazing over if you start bringing in a little bit of technical information. But this is not hard to read. This is a very simple, easy read. And I recommend to everybody that they look up those two things and look at the three of them together.
Dick, Dane, where can people find your website? Where can they find you on the web?
USBOR.org.
USBOR, U.S. Bill of Rights, USBOR.org, ladies and gentlemen. I implore you to go over and take a look at it. Dane, I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to get ready to knock off this hour. Unfortunately, time flies. But I appreciate you coming back on the program. Believe me, you will be on again in the very, very near future as this battle continues to heat up. Dick Heller, what can I say to you other than it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again in the near future. You guys both have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And you can keep abreast of my Killing Field articles on hellerfoundation.org.
Hellerfoundation.org, ladies and gentlemen. Dick Heller himself of the famed Heller versus D.C. case. Dane, Dick, thank you so much for joining me. Sean, that's a powerful combination. Powerful combination.
Yes, it is.
On the Armed American Radio Network, and it will set up the rest of this show very, very well, because it was Dick Heller's case, of course, that put us where we are today and led us down the path to freedom that we currently are now fighting very vigorously for. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And when we come back, the guest lineup gets better and better. Officer Scott Wagner will be here, as well as Larry Pratt to rebut British subject Pierce Morgan. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll be back after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Tell us we by the clamor now, baby.
Over the river and through the woods to
Walmart.
We go, the horse knows the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie is.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.